On the Pace, brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to cobbetyequine.com.au.
On Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's
On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the end of the Minion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
And on the Pace this morning, Jason Bonington is with us. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Cozzy. Great to be back here. Of course, Hazy continues to lap up the life of luxury there in North America for the World Drivers' Championship.
Canada, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, as a matter of fact. And he's just hanging loose with Shane Graham and Mark Purden and Dexter Dunn. So some people get all the good gigs, but I'm very happy to be here with you again, Cozzy, anyway.
Fantastic.
You don't look 100%, I'll be honest with you. You look like you get a little bit of a flu.
I've got the lurgy that's doing the rounds. I think every man and his dog gets it at this stage of the year.
Well, that's okay. We get through it, don't we? We get through I've had it for the past week myself.
But, let's get the screen out and say, big fella's gone.
The green screen, and that's the prognosis is poor. It's grim. It's 32 past 10, and we are on the Pace here, and we're going to have a very much a Breeders' Crown and New South Wales angle this morning, Cozzy, and hopefully our first guest isn't too far away. We're going to speak with Kev Pizzuto, who, this isn't a Breeders' Crown angle. This is more about the Baby Bling Stakes that will take place on Saturday night at Tabcorp Parkman Angle, and we're also going to get a little update on Tiger Tara, find out what its plans are. Are you with us here this morning, Kev? I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not bad.
Look, we've got plenty to get through, but I reckon we're going to start with Gina Grace, who, as I just mentioned, goes around in that Group 3 Baby Bling Stakes on Saturday night at Menangle. She was huge last weekend, mate.
Yeah, she's back to her best. I was very happy with her run. She went good on the Tuesday. So she backed it up with a good win.
You know her very well. She seems to have had, you know, plenty of stints in and out of the stable, but you go through all the runs and most of them have been under your care. 51.8 in October last year, second in the Rangy Bill, of course. And I'd say that run last weekend was probably the equal of anything she's ever done in her career. So you'd have to be relatively confident going into this weekend.
Yeah, you're never confident, but anything can happen. But she's going well. Every win's a win. So I actually tacked her last prep. She got on a mark here, but with this new system, she's coming back into it. So see what happens.
Has she got that ability to take even another step, or what we see right now, that's her at 100%, because as I say, that was probably close to a career best 52 flat last weekend. So you just wanted to keep pretty much replicating that performance until she reaches her mark on the new system?
Yeah, that's it. She should match it with a good Mersey.
We'll move on now to the big boy, the champion, the superstar, Tiger Tara. Now, first of all, where exactly is he at the moment and what are his major targets over the next 3 or 4 months?
Well, I'll probably go to Melbourne for that $200,000 race, and then probably we're thinking about going to New Zealand. We're making the decision in the next couple of hours whether to go there as well. So, yeah, that's where we're at with him.
So I know that's been a plan for quite some time, even going back to Queensland and even earlier than that. So what's gonna change your mind one way or another today, whether you go to New Zealand or not?
Oh, it's up to my daughter.
You're just waiting on a text message or a phone call from your daughter?
No, we're just she's with me today. We're just gonna decide today in the next few hours whether we can nominate him and see how we go. See what happens.
Well, we both should get a cut out of this. You going to Victoria. I think I was only talking about it with you yesterday, so it'll be a great boon for the race if he goes. And I'll tell you what, after the race he put on up there in Queensland, I reckon that was the best Grand Circuit race, just about the race of the season. And he was a huge part of the reason for it. The Blacks are fake. I'm referring to, of course, the way he ran along in front. So maybe an appearance fee is required to come down to Victoria, but he's certainly going to make the race if he comes down here. Fingers crossed he does, mate.
Yeah, no, he went huge in Queensland. Probably was there a couple of days too late. He wasn't drinking as well as I wanted him to, and he was a bit dehydrated, so he went massive. If he was probably there a couple of days earlier, he would have won it. So I was still happy with the horse. He went massive.
What's he been doing since, just sticking along at home?
Oh, no, he's getting steaming. pull out of him now just in case he breaks his leg. Anything can happen in a racehorse. So my daughter and I decided we'll pull some semen out of him now, so we've got it just in case.
What's been the big change? I mean, we know he was a very good horse in New Zealand, but his gait seems a lot better these days, and that seems to be a huge part of the reason why he's gone to the next level of more recent times. What do you put it down to exactly, Kev?
Oh, I had a couple of little minor issues, and I'm on top of that. He was lame for the first 5 weeks. I got the horse here in Sydney, bopping a little bit, but he's pretty sound now, so very happy with him.
All right, so give us now, so we can start getting excited down here in Victoria, give us a rating out of 10 on the likelihood that he comes down for the Victoria Cup in mid-October.
No, he's definitely coming for that.
He's definitely coming.
Yeah, I'll give him probably one or two starts here, and then I'll come for that, and then probably head to New Zealand. We're just waiting to see if we're going to get a flight from New Zealand straight to Perth. If I do get that, I'll definitely take him to New Zealand.
So clearly the Inter-Dominion's massively on the radar as well, even perhaps more so. So it's crucial for his Inter-Dominion that he's able to get that flight straight from New Zealand over to Perth.
Yeah, but his main aim is he'll fly around Gloucester Park.
Right.
He loves the smaller track. He proves that at Penrith. I don't think too many horses have got... Actually, he's broke the track record there at Penrith. 55 for 2,500. So, I think Todd said he could have went a little bit quicker. So, it'll be a huge... it'll be a huge advantage for him to go to Perth.
I'll tell you what, this Inter-Dominion shaping is something special. The first one in Perth was good. The second one was better, and I reckon this one sounds like it's going to be even better again. Speaking of Penrith, you've got a few going around there on Thursday night, and you've got 9 runners, unfortunately, in only a few races on Saturday night at Menangle. Can you give us any other winners apart from Gina Grace over the next few days, Kev, before we let you go?
I think I got some runners on Friday, Golden Cross, a couple others. Sir McAdoo, I really like Sir McAdoo, but it depends where he draws. So, I think match point should go close this week. It's 2,300.
Yep. Where do we need Sir McAdoo to draw? If the fields aren't out yet, where do we need him to draw so he can launch?
Oh, on his work today, I think he'll be hard to beat. But I have got another nice 3-year-old, I think, in that race as well. Tricky's Butte. So they're two Tricky's Buttes going real good at the moment too. So we'll see what they draw.
All right, mate. Well, the whole team's flying. Appreciate you joining me this morning, and I'm very pleased I can go back with the trophy to Harness Racing Victoria after this and tell them that Tiger Tara is going 100% of the Victoria Cup. So good luck this weekend, mate, and hopefully we'll see you down here in mid-October.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much to Kev Pizzuta. That's good news. He's going to be in the Victoria Cup. Tiger Tara, one of the best horses in Australia. And we move from Kev to Bill Trembarth, who will be down here even sooner for the Breeders' Crown. A terrific performance from How's the Memory last week. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Look, the reason we are talking this morning, of course, Bill, is because you have something that we love, which is a genuine Breeders' Crown Smoky in your hands and by the name of How's the Memory. First of all, tell us how quickly this filly has developed and how impressed you were with the heat win over the Australian Pacing Gold Champion Nostra Beach last week.
Yeah, no, she's come along good. You know, she's a big girl, and we give her a bit of time. Sort of had a few little yobia problems, and we qualified her and chucked her out. Then brought her back, and she just keeps stepping up to what we want to do, sort of thing.
It was really interesting in that race because you look like you were sort of kidding to her, almost tempting Nostra Beach to kick away, and then got the gap out and sprinted really quickly, and that's definitely a forte of her. She's clearly got a terrific turn of speed.
Yeah, no, she got high speed. Like, we won the week before at Bathurst. We took her there, and, she led, but she slipped home in 26.7 there and done a pretty good sort of thing, and we thought, if we could sit on her, she'd be riding it sort of thing.
It's a futile task to compare horses, as we know, Bill, but for those who don't know, How's the Memory, of course, is the daughter of Distant Memory, who you also trained a few years back. They just had a stunning freshman season, 11 starts for 6 wins, including the Gold Tiara and the Vic Bred Super Series. Are there similarities between the two horses just in their mannerisms and how they go about things? And can this one be as good as distant memory?
Yeah, they're a lot alike in their mannerisms sort of thing. You know, got the same traits a lot, but I think this filly's got more speed. She could, you know, the other filly had nice gate speed and she could go good too, but I think this one's got higher speed.
And clearly, just a bit of a later starter because Distant Memory had done most of her damage by the time, done all her damage by the time this came around. So she was more of an earlier two-year-old. There are obviously similarities, but Distant Memory was up and going very early in the piece, whereas this one's maybe come together at the right time for a Breeders' Crown.
Yeah, she just brought her along later because of the size of her and just a few little problems with her, but she's all good now.
And Lee, look, when you go through, you know, I was talking to you briefly yesterday and you've had a number of very good two-year-olds, but sometimes there's a difference, isn't there, I suppose, between potential and what they can actually do on the racetrack. In terms of what they've been able to do on the racetrack, these two are probably close to the two best you've ever had and come within quick succession of one another.
Yeah. We had a little two-year-old there a few years ago. He only had the two starts. He won a heat and final of the Breeders' Plate, but he hurt himself. He just had a paddock accident sort of thing, and that was the finish of him, but he looked like being anything. He'd be right up there with one of the best horses I've ever had, I reckon.
And what was the story with this one? Were you always going to keep this one? Did it go to the sales and you just came home with it, or how did all that work?
No, the bloke that owns it, he breeds horses. He breeds quite a few. He usually goes to the sales, but he took this one to the sales and, you know, he had a price and he stuck to the price he wanted sort of thing, and he never got it, so he bought her home sort of thing, and we just went from there.
You're sitting at home rubbing your hands thinking, I hope we don't reach the price. I wouldn't mind getting my hands on this one as well.
Yeah, but a couple of times after I had her, I wish I didn't
have gone. So when you say that they've got some similarities, they both Distant Memory and this one have had some quirks in terms of a few behavioural issues to iron out?
Yeah, like this one here, she'll still kick you and bite you, and I've got a driver on the float and I've got a driver off the float sort of thing. She's just one of them. But I know her and she knows me now, and we sort of work each other out a bit and get around it.
It's a very familiar tale with fillies and mares, isn't it, when they are when they're talented, that you've got to cop a few kicks and a few bites sometimes as part of the process.
Yeah, you put up with it, they're all right. If they're no good, well, they don't last long anyway, so they...
As I was saying a little bit earlier, Bill, one of the big things I think you've got in your favour heading into this Breeders' Crown series, I was sort of ranking the leading hopes in the two-year-old fillies division. And aside from Good Time Heaven, who's a really new kid on the block, virtually all the other leading hopes, like your Sweet Chili Fillies and your Nostra Villas and your Nostra Beaches, they've all been to war plenty of times already. This isn't their first grand final, but it is yours. Does that give you confidence to know, as I mentioned, that you're sort of coming into this at the right time, whereas a few others... Yes, they've had some seasoning in their juvenile seasons, I suppose, but they've also been to war a bit as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to help us. Like, we're still on the way up. But admittedly, the others have done it, and they'll still do it, I reckon. So I think it's going to be, you know, your draw is going to play a big part in the race sort of thing. And, you know, we just hope we can be somewhere around them.
All right, I really look forward to seeing how she goes. Of course, unfortunately, the draws won't be out for... another little while. 11:30, I think, is the close of nominations. 1:30, we'll get the draws for Saturday night at Bendigo. But fingers crossed, you draws pretty well, mate. We know that's always crucial in these races. And look forward to seeing you on Saturday night at Lord's Raceway.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much to Bill Trembath, who's got a pretty exciting one on his hands there. I was impressed with the win of How's the Memory. I know that Nostra Beach probably... We haven't quite seen her at her best since the Australian Pacing Gold Final, but... she's still very, very tidy, and to be able to come off her back and beat her pretty comfortably with that turn of speed that she does have was impressive. And we're about to chat with, after having a quick chat earlier with Kevin Pizzuto, who's already broken some news for us here that Tiger Tara is headed to the Victoria Cup. I just mentioned it to him in passing yesterday, but it's turned out good. He's going to come to the Victoria Cup, Tiger Tara, hopefully, and Jenny Grace a good chance this weekend. And Bill Trembath, we spoke about How's the Memory, who did a great job defeating the Australian Pacing Gold champion two-year-old filly Nostra Beach in a heat of the Breeders' Crown Series, and now will go to the semi-finals on Saturday night. And another man that's got a horse going to the semi-finals is Brad Hewitt. How are you this morning, Bradley?
Good, Jase. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, thanks, mate. Look, I'll tell you one of the more shocking things I found out during the week. I was looking up the database to try and find your number to give you a call, and I had a quick squiz over to your date of birth, and I was horrified when I saw you were born in 1991. How do you have so many good horses? You're a child.
Lucky to have good owners and good group of mates. Majority of all the horses got to own by, sort of good friends and local people here in Goulburn. So, yeah, it's just a lot of them too, and been in syndicates and that. So, yeah, been lucky that way.
Yes, making me feel very old, unfortunately, 1991. But you have got plenty of good horses. One of them, as we know, is Mike Casino Bell. A number of your nice horses are out in the paddock. We might have a chat about them a little bit later. But Mike Casino Bell, I can only assume you were very happy with her Breeders' Crown Heat effort the other day. Particular obviously went massive, and she's one of the major rivals you'll face in towards the pointy end of the series. But your filly never shirked the task.
Yeah, she went really good, Jay. So a couple of metres past the post, and she was back in front again, but yeah, Particular just went huge the other night, which we all know she can do. She's a very good horse, but yeah, my filly, I think she'll be better for the run, because I backed off her after a Meningle run, just because she had that Queensland campaign and just trying to get her on top of things. So hopefully she's a bit better for the run and goes one better for the next couple of weeks anyway.
She went super in Queensland, didn't she? You had to be right with her runs up there.
Yeah, and she came off like not the ideal preparation either. She only had one run before she went up there young. I think that's the only one race she's won in the last 12 months, just because she hadn't raced until then. But yeah, she went really good up there. And yeah, hopefully she can top it the season off in a fortnight.
Give us a little guide here, mate. Let's say her benchmark performance, her career was pretty much that close-up effort in the Queensland Derby when she did things tough. If she were exactly where you wanted her on that night, and clearly she even wasn't exactly where you wanted her there because she's come off limited preparation, how close will she at least be to that Queensland form on Saturday night at Bendigo? Or will the run in the semi-final top her off again for the final?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, Jace. Even last year, down there, like her running the Breeders' Crown last year was, yeah, as good, if not better, than the Queensland Derby when she came from last, and I think she ran party on and that to about 5 metres, I think. But yeah, I'm just hoping that she can repeat that or the Queensland Derby if she does. I don't know if she's there anyway.
So she's got a little bit of everything, hasn't she? I mean, you'd have to say from the outside looking in that high speed's her number one weapon, but she showed up there in Queensland. I guess what I rated about that run was she was able to do the work in such a good field and be able to kick on. But in an ideal world, you'd love to be close to the pace, but just off the pace in a Breeders' Crown final and able to have one last shot at horses like Particular and Party On?
Yeah, that's it, Jay. Up in the Queensland Oaks, I think it was, when Party On had to sit in the breeze, she sort of got the sprint lane. Like, she had a soft run, but she ran past her that night. And hope for another run similar to that. But yeah, as you said, she's pretty versatile. She can do work, but yeah, just have to draw well and not have to do too much and be right there when it counted.
Well, as you say, mate, draws and luck are going to play a huge role, both on Saturday night, and again, we're not going to get those fields for another 2.5 hours or so. In fact, even longer than that, probably 3.5 hours before we get the fields. But they're going to play a massive role, because when you look at the top end of these three-year-old fillies, you'd have to say right here, right now, there isn't a hell of a lot between your filly, Particular, we've already spoken about, Party On, we've spoken about, and I guess the other big gun, maybe flying under the radar a little bit because of a substandard run on the Vic Bred Super Series where she pulled too hard, is Miss Graceland. But if you look at that quartet, there's really not a hell of a lot between them in terms of ability. So draws and a little bit of fortune is going to play a huge role, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure, Jay. I think whoever draws the best out of them four, like, it's going to go a long way to winning the race. And yeah, I'm just gotta hope that all them fillies have had a long season. They've been up since the start of the year, and my fillies only had a handful of starts back. So I'm just hoping she's still on the way up, and them fillies are getting a bit tired. But yeah, they're obviously all great fillies. But I mean, just gotta hope for a draw in the final.
Well, we're punters here. We'll wait for Saturday night to have a bet, but to have a big bet maybe. We're going to have a few bets in between. Does Vettel win today, number one? And a horse that I've got a soft spot for, because about a year ago I sidled up to you in Queensland and asked you whether Tallow could win during the Carnival in Albion Park, and he got the job done for us. He turns up on Saturday night. So first of all, can we make some money out of Vettel today? Does it just win? And can we back Tallow each way on Saturday night?
He's a funny horse, Vettel. He can do things wrong, but if he does everything right like he did last start, it's been how could he win at Bathurst. He should be pretty hard to beat, I think, going off that run. And Tallow, he's just been flying lately, but he just hadn't had any luck at all and bad draws. But when he gets the right running, I think he's ready to win too.
So we can back him on Saturday night. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, it'd be worth something each way. Like, he'd come from last the other night and took a heap of ground off him, but he's just not having the best luck in his races.
And what do you do on? Do you have to head off after the races on Saturday night, or what's the story at Bendigo? Where are you staying?
Down at Russell and Nathan Jack, but that'll take Tallow to Menangle, and I'll head down in another day or two down to Shepparton.
All right, mate. Well, look forward to seeing you on Saturday night, and fingers crossed that my Casino Bell can represent you well. We'll get you on again soon to chat about some of those horses that are in the paddock that are going to hopefully equip themselves well over the next 3 or 4 months when they come back into work, mate.
So, you guys, thanks for having me.
Brad Hewitt there. So we've had a chat with Kevin Pizzuto, Bill Trembath, and also Brad Hewitt. Now it's time to duck back to Victoria and Andy Gath and do a little bit of a review. We've been doing a lot of previews, but we'll do a review of the win, Burn a Hole in My Pocket, and the Minuteman free-for-all on the weekend at Tabcorp Park. Melton, good morning, APG.
Good morning, Jaybon.
First of all, congratulations on Burn a Hole in My Pocket's success. For the uninitiated, let's go through the history here, because we know he was a good two-year-old. In fact, he won a semi-final of the Breeders' Crown from memory at Ballarat, I think it might have been, on that occasion.
Yeah.
That actually helped me win a little head-to-head Punters Club competition with Mick Geeran, so thank you for that. Then obviously as a three-year-old, he turned into something of a star. He was a Group 1 winner. He produced a massive performance at Ashburton in minus 14 on Jules Day. And he went into the wilderness for a little while, but he's back now. Take us through the story and why he's come back.
Yeah, so he went very good in the Jules, as we know. We're talking to Albion Park, and he won a Group 1 race up there by about 15 metres, and, went terrific, and we sort of got him back. And he just sort of never really fired, but for some reason, every time we kept racing him, it was really hot. You'd be in the first race at Melton, and it'd be 40 degrees or 38 degrees, and he was working really good, but his performances, were pretty ordinary. One race, he got beat by Classy Man in a MO, and, a fence behind the leader, and, it was just, nowhere near what he was like, and, I haven't got much hair left, but what I did have, I was pulling out, and, it was getting quite frustrating, and we just sort of, if someone said off the cuff comment, or maybe, he can't race when it's hot, he might have a throat allergy. So, so we treated him for that. And, since we sort of, and it's an ongoing treatment, so we treat him for a throat allergy sort of ongoing. And, since we've been doing that, he's performing well. But saying that, it has been quite cold down here and, a little bit cooler. So be interesting to see how he races when it's warm again, whether he, still performs at the level that he is performing at now.
He'll be feeling a lot better today than he was yesterday. I think it might have cracked 20, might have been 19 down here in Victoria for the first time in a millennium. But he's got what he wants today. You can work him today. Don't worry about that. It's nice and cold again. I'll tell you the thing you had to be most pleased about. Now, we spoke about this on Sunday when I gave you a buzz. You know how hard it is to sit parked and win any race these days. Then the next level is sitting parked and winning a race at Melton seems very, very difficult. Sitting parked and winning a free-for-all race is almost impossible these days unless you're Lenny the Shark or something. So to be able to do what he did on the weekend, not just win the race, but you must have just been hugely wrapped with the fact that he was able to sit outside them and win the race, because it's just so hard to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. Competition is so strong these days. I mean, whether you're in a CO, C1, 3-year-old race or whatever, but, to win a free-for-all, to sit outside them and beat them, and quality one too, got up-and-coming horses as well. It was pretty good effort. And it was 5 months ago he was an MO, so now he's sort of taken on the free-for-all as he's sort of come a long way quick. Even though he was a good juvenile horse, he did have 12 months of non-competitive. So, he has come a long way quick. And a lot of his runs, all his Metro wins, I think only one of them he found the fun in. It was the previous start before, so he's used to doing it tough, used to doing it from bad barriers. So he has got really good gate speed too, but obviously a lot of the barrier draws, second rate barrier draws this season have sort of stopped him from using that. So going forward, it's pretty pleasing knowing that he can do that, because you don't see it done very often.
There's so much gate speed at Melton these days too, isn't there? Even if you have got a quick horse, it by no means guarantees you the front in these races, because people know to race at Tabcorp Park Melton, you need gate speed horses, so you can have a quick one off the arm, but it really guarantees you the front.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially at that level, got to go. Henry's always there. Miss Mojito showed it. He's got gate speed as well. There's so many horses. It is Billy when he draws well. He's got gate speed. And my old horse, Maxi Man, when he's there, there's plenty around that have plenty of gate speed. So, you need the marbles to fall your way to actually, find your way to the fence. And, it's the quickest way home, but it's hard to get there at times.
Now, we know most of your established open class horses, your Mr. Mundaka, who we haven't seen for a while, Maxi Man, Burn a Hole in My Pocket. I've got a question for you quickly about Three Ways. We know he's an exceptional horse when he's in front, and he's a very, very effective horse from back off a sit. Do you see him at any point becoming as versatile as a horse like Burn a Hole in My Pocket, or is he just a different kettle of fish?
Yeah, a little bit. He's probably got a little bit more class and a little bit more brilliance than Burn a Hole in My Pocket, but you know, he can't do what Burn a Hole in My Pocket can do. He hasn't got that strength.
Yeah.
Burn a Hole in My Pocket sort of always had that, but you know, he's a lovely horse, got a great record, but we know what we've got with him. He has got really good gate speed. Again, he keeps drawing wide all the back row, so he hasn't been able to use it yet. And you know, he's pretty good off speed as well. He's sort of proven that as well when he come from last and won his MO2. So he's a quality horse. Again, he won't win out of turn. He needs things to go his way. But I think another 6 months' time, 12 months' time, he'll sort of be a little bit stronger. He's quite a fickle horse and doesn't have a real good eater. So we've been we've sort of nursed him through his preparation at this stage. We aren't working very hard. But yeah, I think going forward in another 12 months, he'll be a lot stronger.
All right, we've got to head off to the sport pretty soon. Give us a lead in with War Spirit on Thursday night. Very good in the Victoria Trotters Derby. Looks like he's trending towards his best form. And this breed is crowned for the 3-year-old trotters has thinned out a little bit. So what are your confidence levels like with him?
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse. He ran fourth in New Zealand Trotters Derby and fourth in Air Jewels and fourth in our Derby, which, you know, was sort of leader dominated race and, you know, thought he'd done a really good job to finish so close. I think he's on the way up. I don't think he's on the way down, even though he's had a long season. So, it's very open, 3-year-old Trotters division, and obviously he's good enough to win it. At first, he's got to qualify for it, I suppose. But, we're quite pleased with where he's at. And, first time he's had a decent draw too, so he seems to have reasonable gate speed. So, it'd be pretty hard to beat Thursday. And going forward, if he gets the right draw, he's good enough to win the final.
It's nice to have a replacement. I'm not gonna make you say it, but because it'll probably be heartbreaking. But if Poseidon was there, he'd be at 100% full potential. He'd be blowing them away. But War Spirit will acquit himself very, very well indeed. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Andy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, there was Andy Gath, and that pretty much does us in here, Cozzy. Another episode of On the Pace. We're two down, one to go. We'll be back after the Breeders' Crown semi-finals on Saturday night at Bendigo to review all the action there, man. And as we head towards Super Sunday, August 26th at Tabcorp Park, Melton.
On the Pace, brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to cobbetyequine.com.au.